It's an area where we addressed. But when you address it, you're hoping just to add to kind of what you have and your strengths. And Ebb is a guy. Ebb's a warrior. He goes out there every week and gives his heart. Has really played at a high level, and so.
It looked like there were, you guys were counting on him to play more snaps almost than anyone on the front.
You know, and I think he was. It seemed like his legs had come underneath him this year. You know, like when he came here, it looked like his knee was still bothering him. And you know, his legs are great. He was playing some really good football. Going to play outside, inside. Was going to be a key contributor. You know, we've certainly hit some adversity with the way we played and losing some key guys. And, every team goes through that at some point, and we'll see how we respond.
Preseason nights don't get much worse than this, though, would you say?
No, this wasn't good. You know, we felt like we really came down here, had some two really good days of work, and it practiced really well. But you got to take that to the game. I think, you know, one thing I will say, two different approaches. We didn't game plan. We played two coverages, two fronts. They blitzed every play. You know? So I don't know if Wade's pissed because he got fired, you know, but sure looked like it.
Is there any concern? I mean, you guys did play Vanilla, so is there any concern right now from you about the defense? Are you concerned about the defense?
Yeah, there's concern. We got to address it. I mean, I don't care what we're playing, you know. I've said before, in Tampa, sometimes we would do this in the preseason, play some of our best football. I mean, because you rely on fundamentals and techniques, and obviously right now we're not there yet. We've still got a ways to go. I think you've seen a couple times in you know, in the preseason thus far, guys just running free, things like that. That can't happen, you know, and we'll tighten that up. I'm very confident, you know, Jim Bates knows what he's doing. And he's been highly successful, but, you know, just because he does doesn't mean that it's just going to happen. We got to go make it happen.
I mean, how well do you guys know this game? I mean, is that a problem right now? Are you still learning?
We're still learning, obviously, but we've got to we got to speed up the learning curve because we only got about 21 days still in Buffalo, and you know, this it's a work in progress. But we got to speed that work up. We got to get there, and I'm confident that we will.